Man, this
Blog
shit might just
radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
What's happening, y'all? God dang it. Tay and Bud ready to kick it again. Tay, you there?
Bud, I'm here, man.
Listen, that nigga sounded 100. That nigga sounded 100. He don't sound. Okay, I say you sounded 100. I don't mean 100 years old, nigga, because you are 70. I mean, you sound 100%, brother.
Yeah.
You feeling good,
yeah,
huh, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm 100%, man. I got on that treadmill today, man, you know, checking to see if my heart was cool, man. So I hopped on there. So either two things was going to happen. Either I was going to run that shit or I was going to drop dead. So I ran it and, you know, heart was functioning cool. So I'm 100% again, bud. Shit.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Hey, you guys, this is the Tay and Bud Show. Motherfucking Shantae, motherfucking Rosebud, we kicking game, man. It's all we want is for you to press one and have some real questions about this shit that we've been to talk. Tay, I know you got some hella topic, but I want to say a few things before you take over. We both are making moves. Tay making moves, I'm making moves. We got shit going. I got my SWU going. Tell you got that 100% game for you site going. Hey, man, matter of fact, what's up with that?
I got the 100% game site going. It's going to be ready. It should be ready by tomorrow. And all you have to do is go to GoDaddy.com.
No, man, game no, they go, hey, no, they go to 100% game for you. Your shit, that shit you giving them is your edit thing where you edit all that. You want to give them 100%.
So when you went on there, I said go to gameforyou.buzz. That's not it.
Yeah, that's it, nigga. Go, but listen, man. Let me put this in because I'm gonna pull your site up right now. That's what I'm gonna do. I did put gameforyou.biz. But that's the whole site. Up in the top where the name of the site comes, it says, you know what I'm saying, up in the top at the tab,
yes.
It says 100%
yes.
Game for you. That means that's the doggone site title, not the biz thing. That's you going in there doing whatever. Now, you might be .com, .net, I don't know, but I think you might be .biz. Oh, I tell you what, hey, let me do this. Hey, you guys, hold on. Let me do this. Hey, I'm finna put in 100% game for you and see what it do.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, nigga, your shit ain't ready yet, Tay. Tay, you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, your shit ain't ready yet because it's still under that biz. Man, maybe that is your title. I'm sorry, my bad. Go ahead and give it again, Tay.
GoDaddy.com
No, no, Tay. Okay. You don't have to put GoDaddy.com. The game for you.
.biz.
Yeah, game for you. .biz.
Right.
Huh? Well,
yeah, game for you.
.biz. We want these motherfuckers to get to your site, man. So let's get it straight.
Yeah, the game number four, the letter U, .biz. With a Z.
That's what's up. Now, Sidewalk University is blowing up. Man, it's just really blowing up. But forget all that. Tay, you had a topic. Well, it wasn't a topic. We was just kicking it, man. But I think it should be a topic, man. You know, how the game has been destroyed. How you know, motherfuckers can't check holes. You know, all kind of shit. What was it going, man? You take over.
The question was, when is the right time to put hands on a hoe? And that was the topic that we came up with. And the reason that question had been sent to me, because in the last couple of weeks, three young pimps then caught cases from, and all they did was slap bitches. So what I'm saying is, it's a real, coming through my era, shit, you know, bitches was trying to stand up. You know, bitches, a bitch wanted a motherfucking pimp to check him. But there's a way to check a bitch.
Hey, wait. Hey, you guys. And Tay, you got to remember this, man. When you say something like back in our day, bitches wanted pimps to check them, you got to explain what that shit is, man, because these fools don't know. Now, what I'm saying, Tay, checking a bitch, and the reason a bitch wanted you to beat a nigga to check him is because, first of all, bitches gonna try motherfuckers. And they gonna do whatever the fuck they do, and they doing it on purpose. And when you don't check them, they gonna pay somebody else. They ain't no pain freaks. They don't want their ass whooped, but they damn sure wanna be with a motherfucker that's gonna check them when they out of pocket. Why? Because if you have some other bitches and you don't check this bitch, she gonna think you ain't checking them other bitches, and you gonna have problems. So when you slap the shit out of bitch, 9 out of 10 times, she done something that was worth being slapped. And she, when you slap her, she grab her face and look at you and say, "I'm sorry, daddy." She ain't no freak. She just appreciate that we pimps. But these motherfuckers today, Tay, they don't do this shit. They do all kind of deals. They do all kind of other shit to punk ass bitches, and then when the bitch do some shit and they slap them, instead of the bitch looking at the nigga as a pimp, she see a abuser, and she calls the police. That ain't no hoe. That's when bitches that think they can do anything. Why? Cause motherfuckers didn't let them do anything. Okay, we didn't let them do shit, but our way or the highway, bitch. Go ahead, nigga. I didn't set you up, did I?
No. I didn't know you finished. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
Yeah. Motherfucking bitches coming through my era, and I know bitches are still like that today, but somewhere in the mix, the bitches, I don't know what happened to these hoes nowadays. Somewhere, something happened, and I can't even put it on the bitches. I got to put it on these young pimps that's in the mix right now.
Tay, shit. You say
it's the way y'all turning these bitches out, man, huh?
And you say along the way something happened. What happened was these niggas stopped pimping, man.
Yeah.
They just start getting money. You know, the pimping ain't just getting money. Pimping is putting it down the way you think it should be put down, and the bitches is doing what you say should be done. But now the bitches can do this. They can kiss a trick. They can, you know, not fuck with a rubber. They can do whatever they want to do. That don't build strongholds. That build punk bitches. Because they think because they paying you, they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. No, bitch. You got to do what I say because that's paying me, you know, buying me doing what you want to do. That's what these niggas do today. They get bought. And what happened? You You get in some situation, you check the bitch, and she punks out because you never even put game. Hey, they don't even put no game in them. Hey, you know when you get a draw from a nigga that's been pimping or you get a turnout bitch. You got to put your shit in her. So right. we used to raw dog it. This is like this, woo woo. You know, today you might have to say, look, bitch, I want you to do this, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying, 1 or 2 months of doing what the fuck you wanted to do, you should have a strong hold. But they don't. They just have a bitch that buy them. The bitch make money, the bitch buy them, and then the bitch thinks she can do it. She wants to do these drugs, whatever that shit is, ecstasy or whatever the fuck they're doing. And man, it's crazy, Tay. I blame it on the youngsters. I blame it on them too.
Cause instead of pimping on these bitches and getting them to the track, what's been happening is that these niggas then start tricking the bitches to the track instead of pimping the bitches to the track. And I think that's what the fuck then happened. And they, like you say, they just sending these bitches. Ain't telling them shit, but just go give me some money. Bitch, and they on the track with these bitches. Man, these bitches doing foul shit on the track, man. You know, they cussing pimps out. They smoking weed and drinking and doing all this shit. I mean, right on the motherfucking track, a pimp ride by and spit at them. And it's like, get at them. It's like, fuck you. I mean, shit, man, coming through my motherfucking era, you know what I'm saying? You know, you could very seldom catch a bitch that would open up her mouth and say something foul. Why? Because that bitch know that she going to get her motherfucking head cut or she finna get checked.
Hey, a nigga stopping in the middle of the street and getting out of his car, leaving his car to check that bitch.
Motherfucking
man,
right.
Hey, and it ain't about being a bully. It's about being a motherfucker that ain't taking no shit regardless of where I'm at. So if you open your mouth right here, you must want to get checked right here. I'm not looking for no right place to do it. But I do understand, Tay, that today motherfuckers going to jail for what we used to do. You know, I'm talking about if we stop in the street and get out and walk up on the bitch, what you say, bitch? You know, the bitch calm down and don't say nothing, and we turn around and leave, but the police see it. You know, today, they like, that's some kind of terrorism or whatever the fuck they call that shit. It's a whole bunch of shit going on, new shit that niggas do have to put up with. So, I got all that to ask you this. What the fuck do you think these niggas got to do or start doing again to get out of this shit?
Shit, man. These motherfuckers niggas got to start being men and putting some game in them motherfucking bitches.
Hey, I know you meant it. This the pimp show, nigga. You was supposed to say these niggas got to start pimping, nigga. I know that's what you meant, you black motherfucker. we ain't playing it safe, man. We being real. Shit. These niggas ain't pimping, man.
Nah.
They letting the broads pimp themselves. All they doing, they're the cash register. And they get the money put in their little drawers. Man, they're not doing shit. They're not explaining to this bitch what to do. You know, how to represent him or whoever it is. You know, they just let the bitch go out there. If she ain't got no clothes, he ain't buying her no clothes. He don't care. You know, he just sitting there. I'll give you some woo-woo. Man, if we call the bra, she didn't have no motherfucking clothes. He ain't finna go spend no bank on no goddamn wardrobe. But we sure finna get that bitch something to hold in before she get us some money. Why? She can't get none if we don't get her some goddamn clothes and school her or wash her ass up and make her look like a woman. Some bitches motherfuckers won't. These niggas don't do that shit, Tay.
Man, I just don't know what's going to be the doggone end to the game. The only thing that's keeping the motherfucking game afloat now is the chosen few that's still really pimping. them the only motherfuckers that's keeping the game afloat. And I personally think that it's more non-pimping motherfuckers than pimping motherfuckers. That's what the show seemed like, because it is just so much bullshit.
Tay, it don't seem like that. It is like that. It is way more non-pimping motherfuckers than it is pimping motherfuckers. Go ahead, man.
And that right there, that's some scary shit. That's some scary motherfucking shit. How can a nigga see what these young pimps is doing today? Like you say, bud, they just got their motherfucking hand out. They just taking the money from the bitch and sending the bitch. These bitches on the track. They making friends with each other. So, you know, you ride by, they fighting all on the track and filming it, putting it all on Facebook. I'm like, what part of the motherfucking game is that? How do you motherfuckers got bitches on the stroll fighting and you niggas standing here watching this shit? God dang, man, if you niggas want some motherfucking fighters, you know, you should have let them bitches turn pro or something. Because the motherfucking
man.
Track, it's for pimps and hoes, man. This shit is...
Hey, everything you saying right now is totally overlooked when it comes to the pimping today. I mean, these motherfuckers, I ain't mad at them for holding their hand out if that's what they want to do. I'm just mad at them, the whole game situation, because nobody in the game, except for them Trojans that left, represent the game anymore, man. And then they want to talk about the game like they stand in line, like they doing everything in order, but this shit is crazy now. It ain't the shit that's crazy. Tay, if they seen a motherfucking hole in your car, you know, not every police, but if they seen a hole, you getting pulled over, you getting jammed, you getting your motherfucking ass whatever. And if you straight, the bitch straight, they gonna let your motherfucking ass go. They can't do nothing but let you go, knowing you a pimp, knowing she a hoe. What I'm saying is, they don't even take those chances no more. Then everything to make a strong bitch strong, the niggas today don't even do it. Otherwise, riding down the street with